It's Good Friday, and we could not have imagined when we began Lent in February the situation that we would find ourselves in today, just a few weeks later, facing the threat of the COVID virus around the world and in our own country, being brought to our knees in a time of great uncertainty and lockdown, a time when everything seems vulnerable. It's difficult living in such close proximity with those in our own household without the usual routines and escapes. That's difficult. It's difficult having to face the fact that something so small it can only be seen under a microscope has brought our world to its knees. Of course, we can see positives. We see the wonderful ways that people are relating to each other and caring for each other. But still, there is that deep uncertainty. And that's why it's possibly more important than ever this year that we mark Good Friday well. Because in facing the suffering and the death of Jesus, we're called to face our own fears. We're called to be aware that the things that we rely on so often for our security and our confidence are really very vulnerable. And it's only in relationship with Jesus Christ that we have the depth of hope and therefore security that we need. Good Friday traditionally also is a time of great unity. It's really the only time in the year when at the same time of a day, Christians everywhere gather to pray, and that's 3 p.m. 3 p.m. Good Friday, the hour of the death of Jesus, is the time for the normal celebration of the Lord's Passion. Of course, this year, we're not able to gather together to celebrate that. We'll be following online and in other ways, praying in our own homes, taking time by ourselves to reflect and to pray. But it's probably helpful that we reflect on what a normal Good Friday is like in the liturgy of the Good Friday afternoon. Some music from our Good Friday afternoon online liturgy. There's a link to it further down this page. Moment in the year when Christians around the world come together at the same hour, 3 p.m. on Good Friday, for the celebration of the Lord's Passion. This is one of the best attended liturgies in the Christian year, and it surprises and encourages me that people continue to come. It's a strange liturgy, focusing, it seems, on death. The liturgy has three parts. In the first part, after the entrance, is the Liturgy of the Word, with a solemn reading of the Passion from St. John. The second part is the veneration of the cross, and in the third major part, people come forward to receive communion, the communion consecrated at the Mass of the evening Mass of the Lord's Supper the night before. But every year, without a doubt, the most significant moment in this Good Friday liturgy for me is when people come forward to venerate the cross. Of course, the veneration begins with the unveiling of the wood of the cross, with the priest singing, "This is the wood of the cross on which hung the Saviour of the world." The people respond, "Come, let us worship." Again, the priest sings, "This is the wood of the cross on which hung the Saviour of the world." Again, the people respond, "Come, let us worship." and for a third time. This is the wood of the cross, on which hung the Saviour of the world. Come, let us worship. And then people slowly in procession come forward. To watch this is very moving for me. People of all ages, the young and the old, people who come to church very rarely, people who are there regularly, coming forward to, in their own way, to venerate the cross, perhaps simply by touching, perhaps by kneeling at some distance, perhaps by kissing the wood of the cross. Often this is done in silence or while a simple refrain is sung. What a strange thing for us to be doing. It doesn't seem hopeful. This is the wood on which a man was crucified 2,000 years ago. But somewhere inside ourselves, we know too that this is the one of the most hope-filled liturgies of the church year, because so much of every day we try to avoid the suffering and the pain. We try to anesthetize ourselves against it or to run from it. But here we are facing death, the death of a man who had done no wrong, the death of a man who came to bring life, the death of a man who was God with us. And this is a hopeful gathering and celebration for us, because after Jesus was taken down from the cross and then laid in the tomb, we wait for what we know to be the reality of resurrection. Not simply the resuscitation of a man as Lazarus was in the scriptures a couple of weeks ago. Lazarus had to go through death again. But in the death and the resurrection of Jesus, death is overcome for all of those who accept this life. Somehow inside ourselves we know that the suffering, the struggle, the grief, the anxiety we have in our own lives, whatever that is the way that we are able to personally and actively participate in the suffering and the death of Christ, in the confidence that all who share in this suffering and this death will experience the fullness of his life now and for eternity.